Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're partners, wine, crime, and time, and we're around all the time.
We're around all the time. The news is churning all the time. And there's no break from stuff that's happening.
It's been a year.
It has really been a year, and I don't know. I think this is the year of a lot of things happening.
Yeah. Ariana Grande's like, yeah, girl. Amen.
Sheena is like, it's all happening. Yeah,
Sheena Shai, she's got it going.
Yes. So one of the things that is happening is, this is a huge deal. I posted this on our Instagram at Not Another True Crime. And there's, of course, all these like news articles about it. But we have to talk about Leah Remini. She was known for being in the Church of Scientology and leaving, and has since been very, very outspoken about the church.
All her I feel like it was like her documentaries, yes, were the things that also got, I mean, like everyone kind of like had questions about Scientology, but she really like opened up like floodgates of like larger conversations about it.
Yeah. She's been so courageous in just exposing what they are allegedly doing over there. And now she is suing the Church of Scientology and its leader, David Miscavige. And she's alleging that she has been threatened, harassed, and stalked for over a decade. And in the lawsuit, she goes on to say she's been the victim of, quote, intentional, malicious, and fraudulent rumors via hundreds of Scientology-controlled and coordinated social media accounts that exist solely to intimidate and spread misinformation. And this is very often alleged about Scientology, mm-hmm, that if you leave, they will come after you.
Oh, I was going to say, I believe her immediately, because we've seen this happen, and it's like such a high profile, high powered group that they have the ability, because like people are like, you're Leah Remini, like you're a celebrity, like you can't, that Scientology is bigger than like almost every single person.
Yeah, because it has so many celebrities and high-powered people, like you said.
Top guns.
Some top guns, that's for sure. So the suit also said that Miscavige and other defendants began the attacks against Remini more than a decade ago, and added that members were told to make damning video statements against her. And according to the suit, these claims include that she, quote, was abusive to her mother and daughter, and that she is a racist. And her now deceased father, George Remini, and his wife were, according to this complaint, some of the people the church used to attack her. And the lawsuit also linked to a video.
Linked to like video features that she would like be discussing, because like she's like mentioned this before, that like people have like tried to target her for all of this. But this is kind of the first time, at least I believe, that she's taking more of like a legal approach and attack against it.
Yes. And this links back to 2015, which was when Remini was forced to hire bodyguards for the first time in her life because she feared for her physical safety. And the lawsuit goes on to detail other alleged attacks, like in 2018, when she claims the church organized a meeting with celebrities in the church and talked about how to attack her credibility based on lies using talking points that Scientology wrote.
It's almost like they're spending all this time. I would almost think, I understand, because what we know about them, why they would be trying to do all of this. But it gets to a point, can't you just let her do her A&E? Let her do her CBS show? Like, why are they, like, it's kind of insane to me that the church is really putting all of this effort into trying to bring down this one woman, but I guess because she's like their whistleblower.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people listen to her, and I think that people knew that Scientology was weird. they kind of, I think people were like, I don't know what's going on behind there. And I think she really blew the door open. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know if it's impacted recruitment or anything like that, but I think she's, you know, she's very powerful and she's had a big impact.
Yeah. And it's almost like they're like, oh, she's exposing us to weird stuff. Let's get fucking weirder and add more layers to this against her.
Yeah. So it gets pretty scary because according to the lawsuit, Remini says that she and her daughters saw a man in a parked white vehicle outside her home in July and August 2020. And the lawsuit accuses this man of ramming his vehicle into her security gates and asking residents in the community where she lived. Now, this man was arrested and released only to be rearrested after he falsely claimed that Remini was holding hostages at her home, again, according to the lawsuit. And she also said her friends are being attacked and harassed and goes on to say that while she isn't the church's first victim, she intends to be the last.
Now that is like scandal ABC. Like that's like Shonda Rhimes, I feel like, sent her that to say because it's so good.
It is so good. And she is seeking compensatory and punitive damages, quote, for the enormous economic and psychological harm, end quote, that the church's alleged attacks have caused and hopes to deter the church from continuing their unlawful campaign of harassment and intimidation.
Now, I'm wondering, Sarah, because this is, I mean, like, it obviously already is getting so much attention. And it's like, she is a very big, known, trustworthy person in this lane. Going against the church, how long do you think this could extend to have legs where it could actually be a huge, huge legal battle? Or, because I can't, she doesn't strike me, she's not going to settle.
Well, I don't know because they have so much money.
Yeah.
There's definitely been big lawsuits before. And I don't know. Like, she doesn't seem like she's giving up.
That's the thing where I feel she kind of is almost in like the nothing to, like, she's like, they already are targeting me. Are they, they'll just continue to target me no matter what. So I might as well go all in.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that she has a lot of good pro bono attorneys because the church has so much money that they can just like litigate people to death. And I think their strategy is to just like delay and just throw everything they can at something to just bleed the other person dry of money.
I mean, so Scientology can wait, but she's on Kevin Can Wait. So I think she can wait. She can follow their delay to keep some things going.
I think that if she's doing this, I mean, she knows full well what their legal tactics are.
Yeah.
I think she's definitely prepared herself for, you know, what this battle entails. She's definitely not going into it naive. So
no, yeah. And it is like so crazy too, all of the claims they said about her, like even the guy with the drugs, like she has hostages. Why the fuck would Leah Remini have a hot, like, what are you guys are trying to say she's doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It reminds me of like when Anderson Cooper was interviewing someone who like left QAnon and he was like, so you thought I like drank people's bloods to stay young? And the guy's like, I did. And
Anderson, I can't imagine imagine doing that interview and asking someone that to their face.
I know. I just be like,
you thought that?
You thought, my bad.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, that was just like kind of, I feel like we had to kick off the episode talking about that because I feel everybody is going to have a lot of eyes on this case.
Yes. And we will also as well, and we'll post updates on Not Another True Crime on Instagram. So keep a lookout for that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
The rest of the episode is about people who might not be looking on Instagram that you have to keep a lookout for. Because
yeah,
I don't know what inspired this per se, but I fell down a rabbit hole of reading about grandparent scams and or elderly scams. And it's almost those two things. It made me very sad. But it also, I get why it's named that. I feel like, Sarah, I don't know if I know some people who are not even grandparents, not even parents, that I think would fall for similar things.
Yes. Well, you mean like your friends or like my parents who aren't grandparents?
I mean my friends and also maybe sometimes me.
Okay. Yes.
Because like, I don't know if you're the, I've been getting so many and luckily I know I'm like, it's not real. I've been getting so many texts lately that are like, your Netflix account is da da da. And I'm like,
wait, I got that exact text and I posted it on Twitter because it was so funny. It was like, your N3TFL1X account, but like spelled with all special characters and like all these weird wingdings and shit. And I'm like, the scammers aren't even trying anymore. You know how they would get me? I shouldn't put this on the internet, but like, or, you know, the world. But I think they would, I'm surprised nobody has done like a USPS like tracking or UPS tracking phishing scam.
Wait, I
like,
get those.
I get the, I shouldn't put this out there. Because I get the texts from FedEx that are like, oh, your package is arriving. Like, click this link to see more. I don't click the links, but I like knowing when they're coming. But I think if someone just sent me like a convincing text, they might be able to get me that way. But not with like Netflix spelled with a three.
Or like free Sephora, like Sephora with a zero. It's like click to redeem. I'm like, I want Tatcha.
I know. I finally racked up 500 points and they're like, you can get a lipstick the size of your pinky nail. I'm like, great. Okay. Thanks. Give it to me.
Oh, then you're like, please, 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 please. You're like, how dare you? Thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, that's Charlotte Tilbury. So yes, I'll take it.
But oh, yeah. So the grandparent scams, there is one really timeless one that we're going to get into before we cover some more recent situations that are happening with this. But I just feel like our listeners will really support this because it also, for any scammers out there who think the elderly are easy targets, not always.
Yes,
so
this is a cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale for anybody.
For the scammers.
Because there's some people who watch Housewives and are like, I want to be Bethany Frankel. Maybe there's some that are like, I want to be Jen Shaw.
I hope not.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, now she's making a musical with Elizabeth Holmes.
My God.
You don't know. But this is, so like we were saying, like these scams are really popping off because scamming has been so modernized that they like prey on the lack of tech savviness. Because like Sarah was saying, she's not going to click on a link that says like N534 Netflix. But like if someone who doesn't really like know how to like, did not grow up with technology. They want an indoor kid like that because they were just like, they had like fresher air in the 60s and 70s. They were like, there's no wildfires and like, it's not a sepia tone outside just for the day to day.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Still inside though. So they are more susceptible to all of this. So, and according to data from the FBI, millions of Americans fall for elder fraud each year. And the FBI warns that seniors are more commonly targeted because they tend to be more trusting and polite. And have,
man.
I know. I'm like, What seniors, you know? I'm like,
I feel like it's either two things. You're either like a sweet old lady, or you're like, you get older and you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah, you just yell it. I'm like, Grandpa, why are you yelling at me about like the 50s? I'm like, I don't know.
Like, I wasn't alive.
Yeah, I wasn't alive. I'm like, I'll get a Ouija board and unpack that with them later. But they tend to be trusting and polite, and they often have a lot of money saved, a home in their name, and good credit. Which, yeah. I mean, silver lining for all the millennials listening, I don't think when all of us are older, we'll have money saved, a home in our name, or good credit.
I might try to hang on to the credit, but the other two things, I don't know.
Definitely okay, not. Macy Gray, I try. You're going to try to hang on to that credit.
I mean, I got to have good credit if I'm going to keep renting. So that's what I got to say.
That's so true. That's how they keep you going. Okay.
But I also feel like elder scams are really just a tale as old as time, because remember we did that one episode about the psychic lady who was sending shit through the mail. Like, yes. People were doing this crazy stuff before the internet.
That's so true. And I feel psychics really can hit you when you're elder. I feel. Because it's like, you want to talk to your high school sweetheart? I guess.
Yeah.
And you can't really, they don't have the ability to like Insta-stalk or Facebook-stalk them. They're like, I got to go to a psychic.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a medium.
A medium. Oh my gosh. Or a large. And also it reminds me of like the trusting and polite, the whole like magazine scam with the Big Mac guy. Cause they would just go to like older people's homes and be like, buy this. Like, so like I need the money, and the people in the magazine and I'm like, okay. So they're too kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know who was not that kind? Oh, I don't know. Should I be kind? You're not gonna fuck with her? Jean.
Just one name like Madonna?
She's literally. And you know what, Jean? At the time of her scam, this was a year or two ago, she was 73 years old. She's a grandma from Seaford, New York. I think that's Long Island.
Yes. I saw something about Nassau County about this. So I was like,
hey. Oh, yeah. That's so you got a woman named Jean from Long Island, Nassau County, and you think you're going to scam? Yeah. Scammers check the area code before you try to do any of these games.
That's true. 516?
No. And so she one day received a very weird call from her grandson. On the phone, her grandson said, oh my God, I was arrested for drunk driving. Help me out. Like, along those lines. Like,
my grandma would be like, hell no, you're on your own.
Oh, I'd be like, why are you calling me?
I know, that's true. I would call my parents.
Yeah. But I think that was the thing. It's like, oh, like, I don't want to tell. I think the thing they were like, I don't want to tell, like, my parents. They'll be so mad. I'm like, you have this scam hierarchy of relatives. I don't know how the grandma's kinder, but that's okay.
Yeah, they thought it through.
Well, so they thought. And they were like, okay, perfect. Easy target. This 73-year-old woman. And I think they probably assumed 73. Maybe her kids are like in their 40s. So that means her grandkids would be in their 20s. Not Jean's. Jean, maybe either she had her kids a little bit later than they thought, or her kids did, because her grandson wasn't of the driving age.
Oh.
And it's funny. My first thought, I'm like,
snag.
I want to be like, Jean, your 15-year-old kid might be doing donuts in the Dunkin' parking lot. But that's what I'm
sure. You still don't know.
You still don't know. But she was like, I know. Well, they also failed to, I guess, Google, because I guess scammers are just like looking at the numbers. It's really just like quick, quick, quick. Jean was a former 911 dispatcher.
Ooh.
So she, I feel like that even when she's retired, I feel someone in that job, she's like, I'm looking for trouble. Wait. You know what I mean? Like the person who's like, yeah. I hope a confrontation happens in this line so I can act. I can Jean up.
Oh, I see. It's like when you, when you just like imagine an argument happening in your head. So you're like, yeah, I'm prepared. Like, I want someone to try me. And then I'm like, I am not good at confrontation. No, I don't.
Jean is looking for a shakedown at Chico's. She's like, someone tried to steal gaucho pants in front of me. And I'll ride. Like, so not only does she know her way around crime, she knows her way around a phone. I don't want to dispatch her.
Yeah. Well, I feel like these scammers are doing just like, you know, like a mass situation. They don't have time to do a deep dive into everybody.
That is true. And it was successful for a little bit for the next case we talk about. And she told local CBS, I knew he was a scammer. I just knew he wasn't going to scam me.
Boom.
Get her something.
That's so good.
Get her a mug with that. I mean, you die. And this is where it starts to get really, I feel, iconic. And for people, because you know sometimes people, like, when people retire, they look for hobbies.
Yes.
My mom did sip and paint for a while. And she's like, I just have, like, 55 really poorly done paintings in my trunk. And she kept just trying to give them to me. And I was like, I don't want Five Starry Nights that has, like, Pinot Grigio spilled on it. Like, I don't need that.
That's amazing. I feel like that's payback, though, because when you're a kid, all you do is give your parents shitty artwork and they have to act like it's good.
Wait, that's true. But my energy, I am so... I love to throw everything out. So she's like, well, I have all this stuff. I'm like, things from Fort... Burn it. I don't know. I don't need... She's like, you made this macaroni. I'm like, I'm not craft, girl. I don't... macaroni art.
I'm not craft.
And Britney Spears once said, the secret to happiness is no memory. So I just like to instill that from time and time again.
I love that.
And I mean, maybe I'll go on as I look at like the merch for the therapy podcast here. I'm like, oh, I'll talk to that later. but yeah, so she knew... He was a scammer. I just knew he wasn't going to scam me. And this is where, instead of just being like, you know, let me delegate this. She's like, no, I'm going to see this through.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of hanging up on the guy, she was thinking quick. She tried to see if she could catch him on her damn own. Hello. Hello.
How?
Catwoman. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
I'm obsessed.
So in a statement to Nassau County PD, she said she ended up speaking to a second man claiming to be her grandson's lawyer. I love how she's getting everyone involved. She's like, oh, let me get the lawyer. She's like, let me get you involved in this.
Yep.
The lawyer said they needed $8,000 in bail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
a third man.
And then he was like, and you have to send it all via Apple gift card. Oh. So run now to CVS. Like
lobster and pasta, Cash App, Brazil. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, truly. In Amex gift cards. And a third man hopped on the phone claiming to be a bail bondsman. I'm like, what is this menage a trois of a phone? How are you all to get, like, and the bail bondsman was like, oh, I'm in Nassau. I can pick up the cash.
In person? Imagine if that was how that worked. That would be convenient.
Right? Just like, come on over. Hey.
Yeah, it's actually like an Uber situation.
Oh, right?
Postmates your bail, like what?
That's going to be a future soon.
I mean, yeah.
And then Jean was the one who was like, oh, just come and get it in cash. I don't have, she's like, I'm so old, you know, I don't know how to do all that. Just come get it in cash. And she said, yeah, I have the money right in my house. Come on.
Oh my God.
And it's so funny. She was like, I'm shocked they fell for the idea of coming to pick up the cash in person. Because she's like, what did they think? Well, also, I'm like, this OG.
Well, what was the other alternative? Like, she meets them somewhere, I guess. Right? Or they wire it.
Well, I think that she was like, I'm shocked they weren't, like, really not wanting to do any of this, like, fully remote. So they could see that she's like, that's not my grandson type of thing, I guess.
Well, yeah. I feel like, because he's in jail, theoretically, right?
So she's like, the direct quote, she said, I got him hook, line, and sink.
Yes, she is a boss.
Like, I don't smoke cigarettes. Catch me having a Marlboro Light with Jean. Just because I feel she would want to. I'm kidding, Jean. Oh, actually, I feel like she probably does.
Unless you're into it,
do your thing. So she had an envelope ready full of paper towels.
Oh, hell yeah. That's smart.
And I love to. She called. And after she hung up, she got the envelope ready, called the cops. She was like, y'all better get to my house now.
I'm just like imagining that phone call to the police station. Like, you're doing what?
But you know what? I wonder if it was.
And then they
the
show
one...
up like 3 hours later.
Oh, huh? But I guess that's how you know she used to work at the station.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because she's like Bob, it's Jean. They're like, Jean, what are you up to today? What are you doing, Jean?
Wait, that's amazing. Yeah. They're like, what antics are you? I just like imagining her as this like crime fighting grandma.
Oh, look. Literally.
And you're like, what else? What are you getting into today?
Yeah. And then so she was just sitting. The cops were coming. She had her bounty and waited. And by the time one of the alleged scammers arrived at her home to pick up the envelope, she gave him. She's like, here you go. $8,000 in here. Cops were waiting inside the front door, ready to nab the thief. So She kind of, and also, I feel this was probably at Jean's request, because I saw the video of it. She handed him the paper towel and the envelope. The guy started walking away. Halfway through, the cops go and get him.
He didn't even count it.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow. And I like, she was like, no, I want him to think he did it. Yeah. I want, you. This right? also proved, I don't think Jean's grandson should call her to help for shit. She's gonna, because she's gonna be like, oh, you were drunk driving? Come on over, arrested. Yeah. Which honestly, that's actually maybe a good grandparent, but yeah. But isn't that insane?
Yes. But I also feel like that's wild, because she could have just scammed him back, like, because he didn't count the money or anything.
That's true.
But she went the extra step.
She was like, no, I want chaos. And the man, Joshua, 28 years old, was arrested and charged with attempted grand larceny.
Damn. That is honestly impressive. I feel like nobody else needs to go to those lengths.
No.
Just like delete the email, like report it as phishing. You don't have to set up a sting operation.
But again, if you're retired, have some fun.
That's what I'm doing when I'm retired. Have some fun. I'm going to scam scammers.
Wait, I actually could see that as your retirement plan.
Thank you.
Except again, like as millennials, we're not going to get scammed from our big savings. I don't know if like retirement is in our future.
Yeah. I'm going to have to just be like, oh, actually, no, you need to give me the $8,000 and then I'll write you a check for $10,000. So that way I can get money.
Wait, catch me on a firm with scammers. I'm like, can I give you $200 a month? Like a payment plan? I don't know. Like a
payment plan.
But unfortunately, this is not how every elder scam goes.
Yes. So earlier this year, Thai police took down an international game that scammed elderly people out of $87 million, and over 21 people were arrested. And on top of that, they seized 162 bank accounts, multiple properties, over 60 cell phones, two cars, and a gun, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Isn't that, that's like so much.
I know. Imagine if I was like, and that was all from one guy. But yeah. No. So here's where it gets just kind of like meta. So authorities allege that the scammers operated out of call centers and would claim to be law enforcement agents investigating money laundering. And I have to say that Chameleon did a really good podcast called Scam Likely that goes into all these call centers that do. It's not this scam in particular. I think it actually, it's very similar. It's like this scam and also the scam that like makes you run around and buy a bunch of gift cards.
What scam is that?
It's like someone will call you and pretend they're from the IRS and then you owe a fuck ton of money and you have to pay them back right now in gift cards or you're going to get thrown in jail. I know, but people get scared.
Well,
IRS,
I would be running to Cheesecake Factory. Here's a $25 gift card. Like, I don't know what happened.
So yeah. It's a really good podcast on it. It's called Scam Likely.
Okay, I need to check that out. But that's why this is, because it's so true. This is such a genius, unfortunately, genius approach. Because, like, they're like, something's wrong with your account, money laundering. All those words would make me say, what do I have to do?
I guess, but I'm very suspicious of people. So I would just be like, I'm not. I'd be like, call my attorney. Honestly, that's what I do. So, and that's what you all should do. But so anyway, so these scammers would claim to be law enforcement agents investigating money laundering. They'd tell the people on the phone that their accounts looked suspicious and they needed money to be electronically transferred to verify the accounts. Now that is genius and I don't like it.
Isn't because you're like, it's very Scooby-Doo. I would have gotten away with it. It's like, damn.
It's smart because I feel like how businesses will do like an authorization hold or something.
Yes.
It feels like that.
And it sounds, because it's a simple, it's not like, send an account to like something crazy. Oh, can you just do that to make sure it's all okay? And you're like,
Yeah. So over 365 Americans were targeted and the majority were over 60 years old. Mm. Investigators tracked the money as it was laundered through gold shops, restaurant, and various entertainment venues in Thailand. I'm also like, how are you laundering the money that you are calling people and saying that they're laundering?
Yeah. You're like, this now is not making sense. And also in all those,
It is making sense, but I'm like, you're projecting.
That's true.
Which is the least of the problems.
And also, it's like, so many. I guess it makes sense because it is such a big thing. You have in all these different little pockets. But I feel that's when it starts to get messy. Because I'm like, hang on. Because our boy, going back to him, he's getting a lot of references this episode. Big Mac. He just had his one gold shop. And then everyone's just kind of like letting him do his thing.
Well, if I've learned anything from like Ozark or Breaking Bad or anything, it's like you have to have, I feel, multiple businesses to launder your money. So the suspects have been charged with involvement in transnational crime. And this is at least 20 people, by the way. Fraud by impersonating others. Fraud of the people. Inputting false information into computer systems that cause damage to others. Money laundering. And conspiring to launder money.
Ooh.
Honestly, I want fraud of the people like on a shirt with like some flowers around it.
I believe
like that.
The fraud of the people. I do like that.
Yes.
I kind of think that we should make that. And also, isn't that it's
I'm down.
Like $87 million.
Yeah, it's a lot. I hate that.
I hate it too. Well, a lot of people hate elder scams and people I know, I feel every issue is like, how do we stop? And then everyone's like, well, but Japan has a plan.
Okay.
I mean, an idea before the plan is actually happening.
Okay.
And it's hard because you're like, how are we going to, and this literally hot off the presses, like they were starting to talk about this in like late July, early August, 2023. And their plan is because we're like, you can't stop the scammers.
I mean, you can.
You can, but
it just takes a lot of work.
But they're kind of like, what if we just take the elderly people's bank cards away?
Excuse me?
I know. They're like, why? They're like, so now we just get it. I can't even buy flowers.
I don't even know what kind of logic that caused someone to pitch this in the old lawmakers meeting.
The old meeting. It was like they were like, oh, you're supposed to present today. They're like, oh shit. How about no cards? Well, they're also, and they gave a caveat, which I still don't think it should happen, but it makes a little more sense. So they were saying this is a proposal for anybody over the age of 65 who haven't used their cards in over a year.
So it would just automatically get taken away?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
And I'm like, then where does that money go?
If you're going to do that, then why should you make an age limit? Like, then you should just do that for everybody.
That's actually true.
Because, you know, anybody can get their information stolen. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah. And also everyone's kind of like, so we take people who are like susceptible and like need help with things and usually oftentimes end up like either being alone or not having a lot of support around all the time and make their lives harder?
Yeah, boo. I do not like this.
And while the scope of the proposal is relatively limited because I tried to look into it and it was literally just, we'll take their cards away.
So one guy came in with a PowerPoint.
Yeah. Older Japanese people have raised concerns that it may prevent them from accessing their bank accounts and fear additional restrictions could be imposed if it does not prove effective in halting the scams, which is so true. Because then it's like, okay, you take our cards away. People are still going to get scammed because you're not stopping the scammers. What next are you going to make people over the age of 65 do?
I feel like, yeah, it's not even the cards. Like, you can just wire money and you don't need a card to do that. You need a bank account.
And then my thing too is, so the card's gone, they still have their account. And how are they going to access the account? By like calling the banks?
Right.
And how do they get that money? Then they have to like travel to a bank to get their money.
Yeah, I don't like this.
And it all is, they're really kicking it into high gear to try to find a solution because for the first 6 months of 2023, scammers in Japan tricked people out of over $106 million, which is 15 billion yen, which is a lot.
That is, I mean, I wonder how that compares to like other countries because I just feel like it's just a general problem, I imagine.
And also I'm like, that's just for scam. So not elder scam. I'm like, how much of this is just like rich banker people like making a mess? Because I feel that's always a scam.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. One of the most common swindles involves scammers who pretend to be bank representatives and call targets warning them that their account is overdrawn and that they must complete a transfer immediately to avoid a large bank charge.
No.
I know.
Also, that doesn't even make sense. So you're saying I have no money, so I got to send you more money I don't have?
You're like, I'd Venmo if I could. I can't. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, you're telling me I have no money. So you actually send me the money. You transfer it to me.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? You send it to me, I'll send it back to you. That's how you know it'll work.
I know. I tried to do that with those fake Fashion Nova people. It didn't work.
Yeah. Damn.
Bummer.
Another scam. This is actually, they should rename this to the Jean scam because it's what they tried to do. It's the or the hey, which is like when they call and say they're relatives and they need money. And it's funny, a lot of times over there, they're saying that it's very commonly like, I was in a minor traffic accident and need money to pay the other driver to avoid involving the police. I'm like, oh, now we're getting like, this scam gets sketchy.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I also feel like with AI, this is going to be a huge problem.
That.
Like, and the deep fakes of people's voices. I mean, it's already a problem.
I was reading an article about that AI generated voices are really throwing people off, especially elderly, yep. But also just like, I would be confused too. And on top of that, AI is making it easier somehow to like hack into people's like TVs now, which is kind of scaring me.
Excuse me?
So you know how we're getting the text from like NF5 to Netflix?
Yeah.
Apparently soon, hopefully not, they'll be able to be like, authorization code needed, and like you have to like accept something, and then they could hack your information from that.
Oh. Hmm.
So be on the lookout for pop-ups, I guess. But I'm like, how the hell?
That's not great.
It looks weird.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. That's why I like didn't read the article, because I was like, I just like read that bullet and I was like, I can't.
No, sometimes you just have to walk away from the news.
Sometimes you have to disassociate.
Disengage, as Meredith Marks would say.
Disengaging. In one notorious case from 2018 that's credited with shining a light on this problem, scammers managed to talk an 84-year-old woman in Tokyo out of $585,000. Did I say that right? Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. My thing?
That's so sad.
I know. I would, if she Venmos me like $20 a month, I'll screen all her calls, though. $585,000? But I'm like, that's so much money. That's like your, I don't even, like that's like
I'm
more
sure
than entire
that's like
life
your
saving.
Life savings.
Yeah.
My God.
And Japanese police also have added that they've made relatively few arrests in connection with phone scams because a lot of, obviously, scammers use like pay-as-you-go phones that like you can just get rid of them and you can't really track them. But again, people are like, I'm not sure this is going to solve anything, because one woman was like, my mom lives by herself. She uses cash all the time because she's not able to do things like online shopping. And like she has to use her card for IRL stuff and everything. And I'm not sure how she'd manage to be able to get all of that. And like, what about people in like countrysides that like have no banks nearby? So they have to like travel so far to get cash. If like this escalates, so not only do like you get your card taken away after a year, if they just start taking it away.
Yeah. I mean, this makes no sense to me. Like, because also I feel like when the scammers call you, they're not always asking you to like read off your credit card number. I think a lot of people would immediately kind of have their alarm raised over that. So I feel like a lot of times, you know, you're buying gift cards, you're wiring money. It's not always just like, oh, read off your credit card and your CVV.
That's true. I
don't know. I don't like that.
I don't like any of it.
That's not a good solution. That feels like victim blaming.
It does. Yes. Wait. Yeah. I mean, so any of y'all with grandparents, call them, let them know to be a little bit more like Jean, and just talk to them more.
Yes. Honestly, yeah. Tell people about all the scams that are happening, because it is scary out there.
It. Yeah. It's freaky.
But what's not a scam is that you can follow us on Instagram at Not Another True Crime. Our trivia is not a scam.
No, it is not. It's hard some days. I fail it some days.
Yes, I try to make it hard. I mean, because otherwise I would ask the same 5 questions every day. So
that is true. That is true. And also you can add more topic ideas or anything in the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime group. You can also always DM them to at Not Another True Crime, or to me on Instagram at Cashmere Danny.
Or to me at Sarah Lumim. And thank you so much for listening. What's not a scam is I will be back next week.
Ho ho! Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.